From Marketplace in Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. In India, today is the last day to deposit 500 and 1,000 rupee notes in the bank. Those might sound like high numbers, but they represent something like $7 and $14, so are pretty common denominations. After today, those notes will become worthless pieces of paper. It's part of a plan Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced in early November to cut down on black money, cash some Indians are hoarding to avoid paying taxes on it. Modi's plan is causing a major cash shortage. Marketplace's Sally Hirsch is just back from India. Sally, how are Indians coping with this in their everyday lives?
Well, there is cash. If you look around long enough, you will find some ATMs that have money, but there is a catch. First, you have to stand in line, which I did. And next, there's a limit to how much money you can take out. In November, the government set the limit at about 2,500 rupees. But the real catch is that when you do finally find a cash machine and take out your money, you only get it in giant bills.
So then how are businesses reacting to this?
Well, everywhere you go, you see signs up. We had dinner one night at a restaurant and it had a sign and it said if you want to change for a 2,000 rupee note, which is about 30 bucks, you had to spend a minimum of 500 rupees. So imagine you want to buy a bottle of water. A bottle of water is about 10 rupees and all you have are these 2,000 rupee notes. It's really hard for businesses when they don't have change.
So then what about credit cards? Isn't this a part of Prime Minister Modi's plan to digitize India's economy?
When it comes to credit cards, India is just not like the United States. Most transactions there are done in cash. India's population is about 1.25 billion, and according to the Reserve Bank of India, the total number of debit cards from this summer is a little over 700 million, which means that hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of Indians still don't have a way to access electronic cash. And this is an especial problem in rural areas.
So how did you get by?
We got lucky. I was staying with a family friend. Their family runs a daycare business and their clients pay them in small bills. I did almost get stranded once in Bangalore because all we had was a 2,000 rupee note, no way to call a taxi, and no change, but we lucked out and found a taxi driver with change. Bottom line, the government says its plan is working, that by requiring Indians to trade in their old money for new, consumers are being forced to declare untaxed earnings. But anecdotally, for a lot of Indians, this doesn't seem to be the case.
Marketplace's Sally Hirsch recently returned from India. Sally, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kimberly.